It's real, Mel. Let's give him a big intro. Ready?
1, 2, 3.
Bruno Mars!
Woo! Wow, that was big.
What an intro.
My God, Bruno, we don't even know where to start here. I mean, obviously, lots of stuff going on.
Okay, all right. So you're in Pittsburgh, really quick. When you're in Pittsburgh and you're listening to Bubba's show, how do you feel? What do you do?
How do I do it? I cry.
No!
I go to the bathroom and cry.
Do you really? And that leads me to my next question, because to hear that you cry means you have a sensitive side, Bruno. I gotta wonder, with a voice like that, I mean, you've got to have women everywhere swooning all over you, and now to find out you cry?
I cry all the time. No, I'm kidding.
Have you used your voice?
Negative. You know what? You gotta have negative, because the positive wouldn't be such a... If it was positive all the time, then you kind of get used to that. You gotta have some ups and you gotta have some downs to get them ups. You feel me?
I feel you. It's like a roller coaster.
Some of the stuff that you've done on Saturday Night Live over the past couple of seasons, do you find that to be a challenge for you?
Oh, it was an extreme challenge. I mean, that's kind of why I did it. You know, I've never acted before. I've never spoke on camera before like that. And I've never worked with another, you know, these guys are serious comedians and serious actors. And, you know, I've always had a little thing for, like, live TV. It's not really my favorite thing to do because I always want everything to go so good. And you know, when you work so hard on these songs and then for you to do a live performance and have the sound guy mess it up or the lighting guy mess, you know, there's so much factors that can go wrong and you can't really do it again. So it's become like a fear of mine for, you know, live TV. So I signed up to do this just to basically look fear in the eyes and kick it in the...
Okay, so you're a Grammy winner. Like, where do you put a Grammy? Where's your Grammy?
I'm wearing it right now.
No, you're not.
No, seriously, where's your Grammys?
It is on top of my desk at home.
And do you look at it every day and touch it like it's pretty?
Kiss it.
Be like, that's my Grammy.
All right, Bruno.
Don't ask it, Val.
Who are you playing currently the game Scrabble with?
Come on. You know I don't talk about those kind of things.
I'm just so happy you're part of the Bubba Show family that you know what Scrabble means. Hey, any truth to the fact that you were named after Pittsburgh professional wrestling legend Bruno Sammartino, which, by the way, just went back to his hometown in Italy and had a statue erected for him 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, I was a chunky baby, and I used to walk around like this wrestler in my dad's day named Bruno Sammartino, and that's what he started calling me. So my name's been Bruno since I was 2.
Bruno, listen, Melanie Taylor is in absolute love with you. She thinks it's amazing. I'm now going to flip a coin. Hold on a second. Let me find a coin here. Will you be willing to do a duet with Melanie Taylor? Let me flip a coin here. If it's heads, that's what I like. If it's tails, it's locked out of heaven. We go old school.
I like it.
Oh, it's tails. Locked out of heaven.
All right, tell me how to start, where we're picking up. I don't know the terminology you use. Where are we going to start?
Never have much faith in love or miracles.
Go.
Okay, wait. Can we just do the chorus as they call it?
Well, you know what? Can you do me a favor? I want to hear you sing it. I sang enough.
All right, this is awesome, Mel. Are you ready? You just got to sing alone now.
Okay. Locked out of heaven for too long, for too long. Yeah, you make me feel like I've been locked out of heaven. All right, how'd I do?
Yes!
Yeah, Melanie! This is awesome. Bruno Mars tonight at the PPG Paints Arena. You are fantastic.
Thank you. Thank you, Mel, for singing that for me.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm melting in a pool of butter right now. I love you so much.
I love you. I'll see you guys soon, all right?